And at a party, you might have either a band or playing, or somebody plays, you know, the stereo, and you'd have to the music, the couples get out and
dance.
What about the names of a few dances that you're familiar with?
I'm not familiar with any. The only one I can think of is the Hustle, and that's old by now.
Yeah. Any old-fashioned ones that you know about, or not necessarily old-fashioned, but in earlier times?
Oh yeah, the waltz, foxtrot, jitterbug, Charleston. That's about all I can think of now.
Say, if children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you say that at 3 o'clock school does what?
School's over. Or school lets out.
Or say if you're in the summertime, school has not been in session. Somebody might ask toward the end of summer, well, when does school
let in, or when does school begin?
Or somebody, say a boy who left home supposedly going to school but never got there on purpose, you say he did what?
He ran away.
Ran away, or any other expression specifically used for that situation?
That he
went to school
and never made it?
Yeah, deliberately.
Just that he left home? I can't think of any.
Played hooky?
I see what you're doing. I thought you meant like by going to school, like he meant to college. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, he played hooky.
That's pretty natural.
Yeah.
But what about if you just don't go to class here at college? You say you did what?
Oh, I just slept in.
Just what?
Slept in.
Hmm. Does that refer to the fact that you stayed in the dorm or something?
Well, you usually wake up, look at your watch, and go, roll over. Wake up a couple of hours later and your classes are over.
Yeah. Well, what about cut class?
Yeah, you cut class.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you say that people go to school to get
an education.
And after kindergarten, the grade that you go into, that's the
first grade.
And these things that we have in the classrooms here that you sit in, you call
desks.
And singular would be just
a desk.
A few buildings around town, common buildings. If you want to check out a book, you go to the
library.
And if you want to mail a package,
you go to the post office.
And if you have to stay overnight in a strange town, you'd go to
the motel or the hotel.
Or if you wanted to see a movie or a play, something like that, you'd go to
the theater.
And say if you got sick and had to go in the hospital, the woman who takes care of you, she's
the nurse.
Or if you had to catch a train, you'd go down
to the depot.
Any other term mean the same thing?
The train station.
Train station. Or the rail. Anything with the rail in it that you might?
Railroad station.
Railroad station.
Yeah.
What about if you had to catch a bus?
The bus station.
Sometimes, I don't know if the solo is like this, but usually the business district sometimes is arranged around an area like so, where the courthouse might be right in the center of town.
Yeah.
You seen towns like
mm-hmm.
that? What do you call that area?
That's Courthouse Square.
Courthouse Square.
Mm-hmm.
Ever just Court Square? You heard that?
Never just Court Square, always Courthouse Square.
I see. Say if,
Osceola's not arranged that way, but Nashville, which is 30 miles south from us, is. Mm-hmm.
I see. Or say if, downtown, a building, say one building here, there might be a building right here, and then another one, like so. In relation to this building, you'd say that this building is
catty-cornered.
These things that used to be used for transportation that ran from wires overhead and on rails.
Mm-hmm.
All those, you know, San Francisco.
Streetcars.
Anything besides that?
I can't think of any.
trolley?
Yeah, trolleys.
Or say, if you're riding on a bus, you might tell the driver, well, the next corner is where I want